Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Late break. Buddy Holly, ladies and gentlemen. Boys, what the world would have been like had he been able to live longer. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury. John is the author of The Six Secrets of Startup Success. John, give us your website too, please.
Jim, it's readyfounder.com.
Check it out. You see all the things that John does to help people just like you and with your small business. John, we've been talking about what you call the state of entrepreneurship these days, and you brought up the idea that ideas are commodities, that they're everywhere, that in today's world with so much information available to everyone and so many thought starters that just because you're working on something doesn't mean that 29 other people within 5 square miles aren't working on the same thing, right?
That's true.
So how do you harden those ideas? How do you channel that passion and not worry about what other people are working on? Because you can't really know. How do you make sure that your idea, even if somebody else has it, that your idea is successful?
That's a great question. That is, for me, the question. And my first thought is, be open to changing the idea. And you know where what's really going to make or break your startup or your idea or your business is the marketplace. Is there are you meeting a need, some human need that someone will pay you to solve or address?
Will the dogs eat the dog food?
Exactly. And get hyper focused on the marketplace, on the customers that you hypothesize are going to like your idea, that are going to take to your idea, and interact with them. Get early prototypes out there. You know, this gets into the zone of the lean startup concepts that Eric Ries and Steve Blank have popularized over the past couple of years.
One of my heroes in business planning is Tim Berry, and he's an original founding member of my Brain Trust, the guy who founded Palo Alto Software, the business plan pro folks. He's told a story on my show years ago about a guy who wanted to go into the soup business. He was literally going to sell soup to people in kiosks, you know, and that was his idea. And so he was asking Tim for help, and Tim said, "Do people like your soup?" Here's this genius, you know, business planning expert, Tim Berry, and all he wanted to ask him was, "Do people like your soup?" And the guy said, "I don't know."
And there's a way to find out.
Tim said, "I think you should go find that out first."
Isn't that a great story? It is. And you see that replayed again and again and again. And we've all done it. I've had ideas that I'm sure are going to rock the world, and I'll pour a lot of time and attention into trying to perfect it, trying to get the product just right. And sometimes I'll overlook the fact that I need to just get something in somebody else's hands and get the reaction. And, you know, the true test is not whether your friends and family say, "Oh, that's a great idea." The true test is, will people part with their hard-earned money?
That's right.
And if you really want proof, it's called payment. And so this issue of not worrying about what other people are doing in terms of the other ideas out there, I think that's right. But I do think it puts a different kind of light on this question of what is your competitive advantage? Is it you have great relationships in the marketplace? You've sold into that market for 10 years, and you know how to open doors and get your product in front of the decision makers? That might be your competitive advantage. It may not be about your product. I mean, your product has to be good, but it may not have to be infinitely better than everything else. But thinking hard about how are you going to be moving this thing forward, not your product per se, but your business, building an enterprise that gets your product or your offering in front of the right people. Because especially...
Another thing, John, that I wanted to stick in here is when, you know, when I think of growing a business, and especially if you're starting, you're really trying to create something and, you know, really be innovative and et cetera. I think the best way to think about that is the way people of faith think about prayer. When they pray for something or about something, they, if they're smart, they don't pray for things. They pray for things to be revealed to them. And I think that an entrepreneur should say to his or her project or his idea or her idea or innovation or whatever they're working on, you know, as they're working on it and as they're giving it their best shot and as they're showing it to people and as they're doing all the things you're talking about, as they're you know, trying to get people to part with their money, et cetera, as they're doing all those things, rather than say, this is what this is supposed to look like, I've decided this is what this is supposed to look like, I think they should say to the project, look at this tool or toy or soup or whatever they've got. I think they should look at it and say, reveal to me what this is, what I'm supposed to do with you. And I think if you've got that kind of an attitude and you work hard and you do the things you're talking about, those things will be revealed to you and life will be easier. What do you think?
I think that's right. And that's where economics comes in as well, so you can sustain your learning path. Right. We can talk
don't
about
get
that
so
well.
Bound up in one thing, one idea, one direction, folks. You might be disappointed. But if you allow yourself the to be available to new ideas, things can be better. Stand by. Here we go. Right. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.